Monday, celebrating our 25th year.
Conversation about the headlines of the day in this hour with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the air on the Good Day program. One of my friends says to remember to set your intentions every morning as you wake up. In other words, today is it's my dominant intention to look for reasons to feel good and to enjoy my day and to allow things to happen easily and to speak your mind. And so, Jennifer, that's my charge to you. Speak your mind. A couple of things that are L.A.-based here. One of them, the...
Lots of news yesterday in Los Angeles.
This, not any more than it ever is a focus of what goes on
all day long.
What goes on in L.A.
Yeah.
Michael, she's awfully loud, it sounds like to me, but I don't know whether it's just my headset or maybe I just got this pounding headache that I've had for 3 or 4 days. It's not a whole lot of fun. I don't usually get headaches, and I've had because of a couple of different things going on, actually. Just this constant bang, bang. You know how you feel like you're getting hit with a rubber hammer?
Yes.
Started on your birthday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, perfect. And now my voice is making it worse. Is there something that should be connected?
Yeah. All right. So, anyway, this ex-police officer who's murdered three people. I don't know that there's anything else. I mean, you can talk about the ins and outs of the story. But what is this guy?
Clearly, yesterday afternoon, there was just continuing coverage of Big Bear, which is a...
Where he was, his truck was burned out or
that
something.
That was where his truck was burned. I mean, and I haven't checked the news yet this morning, but I would imagine they haven't found him yet. But just really interesting because his manifesto was released, and he named people by name, his targets, people that he's going after.
It was released where? What did he leave it on somebody's doorstep?
He sent it to the media. He sent it to all the media outlets, and he also sent a box of items to Anderson Cooper because he's a fan of his.
Really?
He's a fan of a lot of the liberal media. He mentioned Chris Matthews. He mentioned Anderson Cooper. So he chose Anderson to send like a CD to, this coin that he was given from the LAPD with bullet holes in it. I mean, he sent a nice little care package to
poor
Anderson Cooper.
There's a little bit of a pejorative. Why did you say that he sent this to the liberal media? Why did that liberal news media, not the liberal media?
Oh, because he sent most of the people that he mentioned by name were on MSNBC. I should clarify that.
Okay.
And then a couple of people from CNN he mentioned.
So they actually do have viewers. That's good to know.
At least one. This guy temporarily.
They have a lot of viewers, and they do a pretty good job with some of their shows. I think they do. I think there's some good shows at Fox. And this is, but that's not what the issue is. They're going door to door, the police there, where they suspect he may be. So what does that do for the reality
of this?
That's
scary. I mean, the thing with Big Bear is that these houses set up there empty because a lot of people go up just on weekends, or they have them as a second house that they rent out.
What's the problem with this guy? What is he? He wants revenge for what?
He was fired for being a whistleblower, is what he says. That's what he's saying.
What did he blow the whistle? What was the...
There's a lot of corruption in the LAPD, and that he was fired unjustly because he reported people that used excessive force, that called people that called other officers the N-word.
I believe everything he says is true.
Well, this is what makes it so difficult. I think a lot of people probably believe him, and he lost his name. But again, you can believe somebody, but you can't support the fact that they're going to go on a killing spree.
Of course not.
Point.
Right.
Like, you know, there's a line here.
Yeah.
And it seems as if you've read his manifesto, that he even lost his relationship with his mother and his sister because they kind of took the approach, you know, sometimes bad stuff happens to good people and you need to move on with your life. And I guess apparently he just couldn't.
Mm-hmm. So that's the... That's that story. There'll be a lot of people talking about it, but what's the angle? How many people are taking the approach? This guy had legitimate complaints that are probably true, and nobody paid any attention to him, so his frustrations flipped him out, and there must be something in his record somewhere. You know, if he was a whistleblower, then that means there may have been something else that was going on with him, and they didn't catch it in the psychological profile to begin with.
Well, if you look at this guy, because you know my point always with these guys.
Looks like LL Cool J to me.
Yeah, with these mass shootings, I mean, they always look crazy. This guy looks like a nice guy that you want to hang out with.
Right.
Smiling.
I'm telling you.
every picture.
I looked at his picture. I thought I was looking at it for a minute without really discerning what it was, that he was LL Cool J.
Right. But what it does seem, as much as I believe he probably did have some legitimate, there's probably a lot of legitimacy to his story with the LAPD, but he went back as far as like his high school years, all the way back to his elementary school. He actually put his high school principal on his manifesto as one of his targets because he had his watch stolen from his locker, and then when his mom came in, the principal denied that he knew that his watch was stolen or something, and so he said, "You lied, and now you're my target until you call my mother and apologize." So, I mean, he's obviously
flipped.
Yeah. And the poor principal doesn't even remember him.
Well, now you're his target. I'm guessing there's wrong on both sides here, but the way to fix it isn't to go out and shoot everybody, and that's where it comes to, that's where all this stuff is going to get lost. His legitimate beefs, gripes, and experiences will all get lost because of the way he's handling the situation. So, other thing I saw this week about this tug-of-war game that turned pretty gruesome for a couple of high school students there in L.A. A male and a female had four fingers cut off while they participated in a group tug-of-war game at a school event. Did you see that?
I did not hear about it.
High school seniors from El Monte High School.
Right down the road, yeah.
Right. The fingers were put on ice, and then they were transported with the students to the hospital. I don't know whether the fingers have been reattached or not. This happened a couple of days ago.
I'm very competitive, but if I felt like my fingers were going to cut off while I was playing tug of war, you can be sure I'd walk away quickly.
Right. As for anyone else that had any brains.
Whoa.
All right. 888-302-3684 is our dial-up line. You can dial us up anytime with things that are on your mind or responses to what Jennifer and I are talking about. A lot of people news today, so we'll get to that during the course of the hour. And then this massive winter storm that may or may not be as massive, we'll talk about that a little bit and what's happening. Maybe in some of the areas where you are, we have listeners all of them down the East Coast. If you're getting the wind and the storm right now, what's the situation? Michael, what's it like in Washington, which is 400 miles south of where I am?
Light rain.
Rain. Light rain. Is it windy?
No.
Yeah. See, I think this is going, this it's already out to sea. And, you know, all these guys look at their computer models, and according to computer model X, it's going to do this. And Lynn, you better look out because that other storm will come in, and we may have 34 inches of snow. Meanwhile, some sand guy that I watched on one of the channels last night had predictions of 12 to 14 inches, which looks to me like it is kind of where this is going to be. It may not even be that much. If you're on the coast, you'll get walloped. Whether it's where Michael is down along the Potomac and the Delmarva up through New York, New Jersey, and the coast of New England. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on Cape Cod or the islands this weekend. 70, 75 mile an hour winds, and that's really what the storm is all about. You get inland 30, 40 miles, it gets colder. It's going to be right around 28 degrees. So whoosh, you can figure, yeah, there's a lot of moisture in this thing. And it'll drop some snow. But hello, it's winter. Hello, these things have happened every year at different times. We had an October storm like this a couple of years ago, a December storm like this. Nobody seems to remember that. All they think of is what they're having thrown at them by whether it's the print media or the electronic media. You hear me rail about this all the time. Should we be prepared? Yep. I got home last night and spent time with my favorite cow, Peaches. We're going to have to put her to sleep later on today. So I was in the barn with her, and Meredith and I were on the phone just talking about that sort of stuff, the stuff that's important. And then I came in the house and did a few things and climbed into bed and turned on the news. And it's just one barrage after another of all this stuff. Oh, my God. What's really important to you ought to be what makes up the end of your day. And thinking, I started the hour by suggesting that maybe you ought to set your intentions every morning as you wake up so that the dominant intention you have is to feel good. And maybe that's the same thing you ought to have in your head as you go to sleep at night. Have something good in your head, something you want to work on through the night that you want to be on top of and feel good about the next morning. And it sure doesn't happen by watching the news. I think that's why there's so many people like this guy, Christopher Dorner. I mean, I think that we all get so affected by all of these things that keep pummeling us all the time, created most of the time out of thin air. that you go bananas. A lot more people are snapping because there's more, there's just more focus on all these bad things. Where are the good things? That's what the Good Day program mostly touches on, although in this hour, Jennifer and I just look at some of the stories, behind-the-scenes stories, hopefully to bring you a little more information about many of them and find a reason to crack a smile here and there, which is not a bad thing. 888-302-3684, Doug at DougStephan.com, or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Here's a good thing for men who need a little testosterone boost. First of all, the recommendation from all the doctors, the two doctors that are on my program every week, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronos, have both different approaches to medicine, but both have great, I have great respect for both of them, and they both advise you get a yearly physical, get the blood work done, and men find out what your testosterone level is. And if it isn't at least 400 or 500, no matter where you are, as you get older, it's going to go down. I know some men who've had their tests in their 60s, they had 200, 300. That's not healthy, not good for anything, especially if you want to experience life as you have. You want to bring yourself back to the level where you won't, unless you get more free testosterone into your system, and you'll get that by using T-Gen with Nitro Boost, ingredients that clinically have been proven to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide to your body where it counts, when it counts. So the bottom line, the things you need to remember about T-Gen and Nitro Boost, you can get it immediately by dialing 800-631-6443. Mention Doug Stephan. You get it for half price. Half price, 800-631-6443. Women order this as well as some of the prostate products because it's good for them as well as being good for the men in the family. You'll have sky-high energy, better performance, half the price of what most everybody else pays because you're using Doug Stephan's name, money-back guarantee, T-Gen with Nitro Boost. You will love its impact on you, and it's very safe. 800-631-6443.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at Office Max stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to Office Max now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
The best and worst lovers in Hollywood. You see that list? Where'd Jennifer go? All right. So, Jennifer, I don't have to talk. Well, let me say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, that Jennifer will have the list in the next half hour of the best and worst lovers, according to a poll. I don't know who they polled, though. I'll talk to their ex-lovers, I guess.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug. Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.
It's interesting, as of today, the U.S. Senate has a record number of African-American senators, 2. That's a record. In other words, there are now more African-Americans in the Senate than at a Mumford & Sons concert.
Oh, here you go. An Oregon man is suing the U.S. government, claiming he was coerced into sex by a female IRS agent during a tax audit. She offered to give him a tax break if he would have sex with her. And the problem is what? I mean, what am I... And you're suing. Man, that's something you don't hear about very often. A tax audit with a happy ending? That never happens.
You know, there's a winter storm heading towards the northeastern United States. It's they've already 3,000 flights have been canceled. Tomorrow night, two weather systems are expected to join forces and become what the Weather Channel is calling Winter Storm Nemo. Is naming it after a beloved cartoon fish the best way to keep kids from going out in the storm? I don't care what the original meaning is. Nemo is too cute a name for a story. It should be called Winter Storm Skull Crusher or Winter Storm Blood Fist, something like that. It doesn't sound like a Metallica album. It shouldn't be the name of a song.
You guys, this weekend is the Chinese New Year, which will celebrate the year of the snake. Crazy that it's snake already. I'm still writing dragon on all my checks.
So Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien. Every once in a while, I have to admit to watching him because on at 11 o'clock, sometimes I'm just checking out then, and he's okay. 25 past the hour, Friday, the 8th of February. Yesterday on the Wendy Williams daytime show, which is sometimes under our scrutiny here, Wendy answers questions from audience members about various things going on in their life. And she's pretty good at coming up with interesting, intriguing answers. For example, here she talks to somebody in the audience about how to get a father's money, but not his advice for the wedding that they're planning.
So my fiancé and I are getting married in November.
Congratulations, nice ring.
And my father is just a little too involved in the wedding planning. Uh-huh. He wants to give his advice on everything from the dress to the venue, the band. But how do I politely say to him that I really just want his money and not his advice?
How old are you?
27.
Okay, yeah. Cute. Well, first, congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
But my thought is about parenting. If you live under my roof, you will always do what I say. And if I'm paying for it, I've got a definite heavy hand in the planning. If you want your father to back off, I mean, here's the thing. You can sit down. Like, you have a very cute way about you. Can you please tell your... Be daddy's baby girl. And please ask your father to back off. Where's your mom in all this?
She's involved. My parents are divorced, so she's kind of the middleman here between me and him.
Okay. Are you sure that you can plan this on your own?
No. But he won't pay for a wedding planner, so I have to do a lot of it on my own.
Okay. Can you do it on your own? Because that's the only way you can get him out. And also, when you talk to him, don't, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Like, I love your delivery, but it's really, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Like, when you talk to your father about something like this, you've got to talk like a woman and have him back off, be strong, don't smile so much, and definitely don't tilt the head. Oh my God, oh my God. You know, you don't necessarily need a wedding planner. You might want to pare down your wedding and what it's going to cost, and have a talk with your father, but you have to be firm.
Have to be firm. All right. So that's the bottom line. There's a story at DougStefan.com today about your the sort of communications that you have with people. An email from your newly engaged friend may not be the bearer of bad news. Could be to kindly not request your presence at their wedding. There are some people now who are getting you're not invited alerts, and this is something that is, people are using the social media to do that, but they're also telling people, sorry, you're not on our guest list, so don't expect to show up, but if you want to send a present, it's okay. That story in detail at DougStefan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. For some people, the frequent flyer mile game is just that. There are actual junkies out there who max out their credit cards just to earn miles. They'll even go on so-called mileage runs at the end of the year just to reach elite status with their airlines. But for everybody else, collecting miles is simply a matter of common sense. If you have an airline-affiliated credit card and you use it wisely, you can actually come out on top. But the airlines can get in the way by making redemption nearly impossible. If you spend more time on the ground than in the air, then look for a card that earns you points on everyday items, not just miles. For example, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Card doesn't have an annual fee, there are no transaction fees abroad, and that's the triple crown, here it comes. You can use your points to pay off your purchases. Using points for travel is a way to beat the airline industry at its own game. Now, you still get the free or reduced price ticket, but you're not subject to any blackout date or limited seat availability. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. beta-glucans, and an incredible immune system booster, our own four-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Information to think about, talk about during the course of your day. That's what this hour is all about. Jennifer and Doug here on the Good Day program with most of the good things that you deserve to have. The good things, as a listener to Good Day, you need to be able to imagine you can start your day by hearing mostly things that will set you off on the right course instead of the wrong course. I did mention a minute ago, Jennifer, this business about emailing or sending "you're not invited"
that's so rude
notes to people. This is the time of year where people are deciding to get married, right?
June. Absolutely. Proposals on Valentine's Day.
So I don't understand this, really. Why would people... There's a story about this. It's become a big thing. There's a story at DougStephan.com about these "you're not invited" alerts, this new wedding trend.
Okay, so here's what I blame.
Why are we on to this?
Because I think people are so...
We have enough space here. We don't have enough room for you at the wedding. Sorry.
That is mean. But I think there's so much that people play out their lives publicly now with Facebook and Twitter and blogs. Like, your friends know when you're engaged because Facebook puts up, like, this flashing notification. So-and-so got engaged. And it lets you know, really? For about a week. So let's say you're a casual friend who, you know, may or may not make the cut for the wedding. And so maybe these notes are, you know, to let you know, hey, not so fast marking the calendar there, sir. I don't know. I just think it's weird. And I wonder what Miss Manners would say, because it doesn't seem like very good etiquette to send out a "you're not invited" notice.
Sounds pretty rude to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, some of the friends complaining and criticizing couples thinking the planner won't tell the client. As for those who deliver the bad news personally to their friends, becomes a game of throwing the significant other under the bus. The
he groom has too many friends.
Blames the bride. The bride blames the groom. Hi-ho the Dario. Let's go to the next
Just
room.
Like marriage, though. Isn't that what happens in marriage, too? Oh, my husband won't let me go. Sorry.
Star Magazine has compiled a list of the best and worst lovers in Hollywood.
Uh-oh.
Who do you think? Let's see. Angelina Jolie is on both of them.
Because she's really good, but then she kills you at the end.
Brad Pitt and she apparently like to get it on, but Billy Bob Thornton was once quoted as saying, sometimes with her, it may be literally like doing the couch.
Ooh.
Anyway, also on the list is John Mayer.
As a good or a bad one?
Well, there's another story at DougStephan.com today, which suggests that he has explained the reasons for him saying the things that he has about Jessica Simpson and Jennifer Aniston and Taylor Swift, if anybody this guy hasn't been with, he says, quote, "I was a jerk." And I think most of those women would agree with that.
Absolutely. I think he was probably a jerk,
yes. A jerk, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What seemed to get
him... He said to be sensational, though, in the lovers list. Ryan Gosling has laser focus in the bedroom. Beyonce, who ties up her husband Jay-Z and gets wild. Jennifer Lopez, who is said to be a screamer. Among the worst, Taylor Swift, who only wants to kiss. And Jennifer Aniston, who just... I can't even say that. Oh, my God. Where do they get this information, and why do people care? Ay, 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 ay. That's pretty amazing. Do you agree with that or not, Jennifer? Jennifer's gone again. Michael, what the heck's going on with poor Jennifer? Or am I the one who's gone? No. Hello? Let's go to a commercial so we can figure out what the heck's going on here as my technical world melts around me. It's 23 before the hour.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency. All right, places, everybody! Curtain up! With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 888. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the field, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 888. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 888.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at Office Max stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to Office Max now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
888-302-3684 for the Good Day program. It's 21 minutes before the hour. Friday morning, and we're talking.
Well, we're trying to talk.
We're trying to talk.
There's a little, you know, it may not be superstorm yet, but maybe something is interrupting my connection to you today.
The moon is at the end of its cycle or the beginning of its cycle. I'm not sure. It's just a little sliver, and sometimes in new moons there are strange things that happen.
The little technology might start running or something. I don't know.
The sports insurance company that paid Lance Armstrong $10 million in bonuses, filing a lawsuit to recover his money. The attorney for this promotion company says that they've already asked the former cycling champ for the money back, and Armstrong says the claim has no merit and he's not giving it back. I wonder if he has it still. You gotta
wonder. That's what I wonder.
That.
Could this really make him poor, you think?
Yeah. Well, to get $12 million in bonuses, they want 10 of it back.
If he has to start putting all that money back, I bet you anything. I mean, my goodness, that's actually kind of scary for him, I would imagine.
The whole thing is just kind of weird. That story, by the way, if you want to follow it, is one of the things that we follow today at DougStephan.com from today's show. The gossip about Leonardo DiCaprio, he's not somebody, though, that you follow him. Do you find him to be someone that I'm interested in him as an actor, but I don't care who he's hanging around with.
He dates high-profile, beautiful supermodels, but he doesn't do it publicly, you know? So I think kind of manages to stay out of the spotlight.
How do you date not publicly when everybody knows your face?
Well, I mean, I think that he does a good job by not flaunting it. You know, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West will go out and flaunt it up in front of the news media. Right. This guy, people know who he's dating. They know he dates these beautiful women, and you know, but he doesn't. You know, he doesn't flaunt it necessarily.
Yeah.
But there is a new woman in his life.
Yeah.
He was with Erin Heatherton in October and throughout some of the fall and the holidays. I don't know. I think she is she's obviously some kind of supermodel because it's all he dates, these tall, leggy blondes. Holy moly. Yeah. He has good taste. But he was photographed Wednesday
kissing.
Good taste
according to whom? I wouldn't date a tall, leggy model.
According to the people who hire supermodels, at least. Wednesday he was seen kissing a beautiful blonde hanging out in Miami. Earlier in the week, he was photographed on his hotel balcony with this same woman. They were holding hands. They were wrapped around each other. No identity yet on who the new gal pal is, however.
Much ado about nothing. There's a story about Marilyn Monroe that I find intriguing. Files on Marilyn Monroe... Mm-hmm. That could not be located earlier have been found and reissued, revealing the names of some of her communist-leaning friends.
Uh-oh.
Who drew concern from government officials and her own group of friends. The records had previously been redacted.
What
does that mean, redacted?
It means for the unfancy person, I take it back.
Doesn't make any sense in this sentence. Records which previously had been redacted do not contain any new information. Redacted.
Should we look it up?
Yeah, why don't we? I mean, because I hear that word used a lot, and I don't get the way it's used in this sentence. The Associated Press, through Freedom of Information, has updated the FBI files to show how much time the FBI was spending monitoring Marilyn Monroe because they thought, not they, but J. Edgar Hoover thought she was a communist.
You ready for your redaction definition?
Yeah, right.
It's a form of editing in which multiple source texts are combined, that means they're redacted, and subjected to minor alteration to make them into a single work.
So they're trying to cover something up.
A collecting of series writings on a similar theme, creating a definitive and coherent work.
Mm-hmm.
To redact can also mean to select or adapt from a document prior to publication or release.
Right, so they're being selective in what they release.
Right.
They had been heavily selective in what they let go. Let the public see. So this is under J. Edgar Hoover. FBI kept tabs on the behavior of a lot of celebrities. Frank Sinatra was under scrutiny. Charlie Chaplin, Arthur Miller, Marilyn Monroe, Elizabeth Taylor.
Who's who in Hollywood?
Yeah. And by the way, the FBI had a file on the notorious B.I.G., the rapper that was killed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, by the way, they found all of this when they were looking for the information on Marilyn Monroe. What do you think about your government today involving themselves in these sorts of investigations? Why would the FBI be involved in the story of the notorious B.I.G.?
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy surrounding that death, and there's so much. There's the death of Tupac and the death of Biggie.
Okay, but what's that got to do with the FBI?
But wait, that were together. I mean, they were linked together. And what people are now saying is that the LAPD actually killed Biggie for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was a cover-up. That's why they're involved. Maybe it really is a cover-up.
The story... Frankly, earlier on, we were talking about this fellow, the manhunt that's underway in Los Angeles for the ex-police officer. I would more likely believe anything he says. Anytime I've ever had anything to do with the LAPD, it's been very unsatisfactory. And no matter who you go, the only time it was any good was when married to Ricky Klayman. He had been the police commissioner in Boston and New York.
Oh, Bratton.
Bratton.
Mm-hmm.
That, with that guy in, you knew you were kind of getting a fair shake, or that things were working the way they were supposed to.
I liked him.
Oh, he was a great, great police officer. And the only reason he got fired in New York is because he was getting too much credit and Giuliani didn't like it, so he got rid of him. That kind
He's gone now, though.
Yeah, no, he's not the commissioner.
And, you know, I will say, for me, my local division of my police, of the LAPD, I really have gotten to know several of them having a business in my community, and really, really good. But you hear these stories, and, you know, they always say, Grandma always told me, where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, there has to be something to all of this, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right about that. Here's something that's very important. A natural cholesterol management capsule called Cardiol that's clinically proven to help lower your cholesterol, lower your triglycerides in just 30 days, one capsule a day, and it goes right to town. There are all kinds of new testing requirements in our country, and that's what makes this, and overseas, they're even more stringent on most of the stuff than we are here. That's why Cardiol, that comes from England, has been so highly touted by many doctors, including Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on the staff here at Good Day. Cardiol. A lot of fish oils have been found to have plastic in them. Not so with Cardiol. Tested and approved FDA approval here, folks. So you know that with them saying that it's okay, it's better than what you're getting at Costco or CVS. You know, that's not the place to get that sort of thing. They have good things in those stores, but the fish oils they have are not one of them. Cardiol is available now, free, by calling 888-809-6424. You can say, well, what's the catch? There is no catch. That's why I'm telling you to get on the horn right now and get your free 30-day supply. You'll pay to get it shipped to you, but that's it. See how it works to lower your cholesterol, lower your triglycerides, lower the chances you'll have heart disease or a stroke or any kind of problem that's related to your circulation. That's how good this stuff is. Cardiol free 30-day trial, 888-809-6424, or you can go online to cardiol.net/Doug, D-O-U-G, and ask for the free 30-day trial. Free trial, free offer, Cardiol lowering your triglycerides and your cholesterol, 888-809-6424.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you sick of dating psychos?
I can't wait to meet you.
And ugly people? I was. Until a friend told me about myeternalflame.net. All the men are dominantly rated, and they all have jobs. Plus, the ex-con cross-reference makes sure I don't cry myself to sleep on Valentine's Day. There's so much man candy in there.
But do they have all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Maybe that's why Sears is number one in appliances.
I want some of that.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
All right, so something else that may or may not be easy is to imagine Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Steven Seagal together. Interesting combination. The sheriff says he has a special weapon against school shootings, and that's the presence of Steven Seagal. Apparently, the sheriff is having a training session for volunteers to help them learn how to handle potential school shootings, Jennifer, taking place Saturday tomorrow in Forest Hills, Arizona, and Steven Seagal is going to be one of the instructors.
Yeah, when you need training, I mean, who else are you going to call but Steven Seagal, right?
All right. Well, the news media is a little skeptical of this. He thinks he's just doing it because he wants to get attention. The sheriff's posse of volunteers all around a lot of schools in that county, and he thinks that this guy that wrote the story that I'm reading in the Arizona Republic, thinks that they've already been trained. But he just
this isn't just training. They're going to be doing simulation of scenarios.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right. So, an interesting combination of people. 51 after on Good Day.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Seat here again at 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's the 8th of February, and we have Tech Talk. This is how we make your life better, at least try to, through technology, with the information from Shelley Palmer, who's our reporter on the scene, keeps his eye on all kinds of things all day, every day. And here, in a moment, he's going to talk about how the Internet has become the first resort for people who feel sick, looking at sites like WebMD. You'll get the reference in a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, a recent study found that the Internet is the first stop for many people who feel sick. Why not poke around a bit before we head to the doctor's office? The Pew study found that 35% of U.S. adults say they've used the Internet to diagnose themselves or someone else, with about half of those people taking a follow-up trip to the doctor's office. 59% of U.S. adults have looked online for health information in the past year, yet only 2% of those surveyed paid for the help they sought online. The Internet is revolutionizing how we do so many things, and healthcare is no exception. With sites like ZocDoc letting you find and schedule doctor's appointments anywhere you have an internet connection, to companies like HealthSpot, which offer remote checkups and diagnosis by doctors around the world, medical information, both amateur and professional, has never been more accessible. And you know what? That's a great thing. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter or visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell.
You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the Wii thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling Wii or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Every day at Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? Yep, we've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal, but we'll check with legal. And low prices? We've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through February 25th, save up to 30% on Cancun, Bermuda, Puerto Rico, and more. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It seems a monstrous snowstorm is approaching portions of the East Coast, Jennifer, and is set to break some snowfall records in certain cities. If you plan on driving in blizzard conditions, you're not very
good
smart.
Luck.
You may want to think that over again. At least be prepared. Here's Brian Osich with some more ideas.
Roads can become hazardous during the winter months, especially once snow enters the picture. GM's James Bell says that's the time to stay off the roads, but if you must drive, take certain safety precautions.
Make sure you have a shovel, flashlight, and charged cell phone. A full tank of gas is also important because you don't want to end up stranded during a snowstorm. And one handy tip is to call your destination well before you venture out. Make sure you tell them which roads you plan on taking.
Bell says visibility may be minimal, so make sure your headlights and brake lights are wiped clean and visible to fellow drivers. And once you're on the road,
slow down and allow anti-lock brakes to perform as intended. Snow drifts often pile up on the sides of the road, so try to drive closer to the middle and in the already established tracks. You can slightly open the window or turn on the heater to help prevent the windows from fogging up. And be cautious of black ice, which is usually on bridges and overpasses.
For more information, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Hard to look at a website, a news website. I have about 34 of them that I consult every day.
All at the same time. I know.
Yeah, they're all on my screen in front of me, and they all have the snow thing. Is the, yeah. This, that, and the guy, the policeman in L.A. shooting everything up. That's what's there. And the Grammys, the 55th Grammys of this weekend as well.
Sure are.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.